Our scene opens on a grassy hill overlooking the great city of Malshar. A Claudian tribune stands alone, scouting the city with a brass spyglass. As he lowers the glass, the camp prefect approaches, crosses a fist against his chest, and thrusts it forward in salute. The tribune spins on his heels and returns a salute.
Report, prefect. Any word from the legate?
Yes, Honored Tribune. She reports that phase one of the operation is underway. She is in place at the Dwarven Temple. The city is almost in complete chaos, and the halflings are near revolt.
Excellent. How stands the camp?
Our troop is in good spirits, Honor Tribune. They look forward to the assault.
The Tribune's expression drops. This is not an assault. This is a rescue operation. I will have no unnecessary blood spilled on account of the troops' thirst for battle. We are here to show not only strength, but our commitment to order and our mercy in victory.
Of course, my apologies, Tribune. They are ready to deliver justice to the people of Malshar.
That's more like it, Prefect. I want them to see our standards and feel relief, not fear.
The Tribune looks down at the Prefect's wrist.
I see that wound is not fully healed. Are you sure you are up to this?
I assure you I feel hale and healthy as ever.
Many of our soldiers suffered similar wounds putting down the slave revolt in Presidium. All have recovered well.
It's just a scar. No need to be concerned.
Yes, bad business that. I was returning from Sakaret with the legate when that occurred. I heard they were like wild dogs. Was that from a bite?
The prefect glances at the scar, black and spidering up his arm.
Some people are not made for servitude, I suppose.
The two share a laugh and begin to descend into the camp.
Welcome back. We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 9. And things really took a dark turn last week, guys, didn't they?
R.I.P. Dren Redleaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hardly knew you, Dren.
And I had just found out that he had a crush on my character. So.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, just twist
it. That's rough.
Poor timing.
Yeah, I know. Could have been. And you know what? Still could have been if you didn't burn his body. You know,
I thought you were going to say still could have been if you decide you want to be a necromancer.
That too.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, but you burn the body. It's too little. Too
yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's like D&D. You can do whatever you want.
Not likely.
Probably not. So last week you tangled with some undead Duergar. It's a pretty rough fight. It was a lot of a lot of missing, to be honest.
To pull back the veil. I was 4 hit points away from falling over for 90% of that fight.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was rough. That was an encounter that was potentially very much out of your class. But I knew you could handle it, and you had control of the environment. And if the Duergar had more room to move and weren't mindless zombies, we might have had some better tactics, but they used what they had. I did get to make one get big, and I did get to make one be invisible. So I did the Duergar the way they're supposed to be. But you prevailed.
They were tricky.
And then found that Dren had indeed encountered these Duergar and unfortunately was not able to make it out of his encounter with them. You learned that it seems to be that's possible that these undead Duergar might be the source of the undead contagion that you discovered in Hogsbane Alley that no one seems to know about. So last we left your characters, it was Dren's funeral. A raucous feast was had by all. You all, I'm assuming, crashed after that monumentous event. And then the next day, I believe your maybe fifth day in Malshar, you wake up and, you can decide what you want to do next.
Got to go back down to the tunnels, figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Will you join?
Absolutely. It's a threat to not just your kind, but everyone here.
I'm right there with you, if you'll have me.
Of course.
Well, we know the way, and luckily this time we can get down there without falling.
I will walk this time.
Right. Well, no time like the present. And you all make your way back to the abandoned warren on the northeast side of the of Bale Malshar. The area has been hastily cordoned off. There's a giant sign that says stay out. And with Isog, who knows?
That should do it.
Yeah. With Isog, I feel like maybe a stay out sign is almost kind of like an invitation to go in. But since there's other Isog who set up the sign, it's probably less likely. But
yeah, I try to spread it pretty widely that it's dangerous to go underground without knowing what you're doing when you're going down there. Undead in tunnels, sinkholes. Try to express that. So at least I should think if somebody's going down there, it's because they are looking for trouble, not because they're stupid. Well, they might be stupid.
It's but not only because they're stupid.
Right, not because they're ignorant, but because they're just stupid and think that they're great undead slayers or whatever.
Right. So head down into the warren and make your way through the abandoned cave, and you get to the area of the sinkhole, which is now kind of settled into a bit of a gradual slope down into the earth. You make your way down there, and you find yourself back in the tunnel. Once again, you have the same problem that you had before, that Kiernan can't see anything. So how are you handling that? The same way you did before?
Yeah, presumably.
Okay, so you cast a little light, and you're able to see. So this time, you follow the tunnel due northwest, and you go for some time, actually, from Bale Malshar. You make your way underneath hundreds and hundreds of feet, continuing forward in more or less a straight line. Here and there, you're able to avoid a couple of more encounters with some big beastie rats, but you're able to avoid them, and you'll keep moving. And just as you think this tunnel can't go any further, it keeps going. And eventually, well, let's have everyone give me a perception roll.
20.
19.
9.
All right. Thing is very quiet this time. Kiernan and Zika, you're about halfway between where you started and Bale Malshar. And if you keep going straight ahead, eventually to Westgate District, where the two of you actually started this whole thing. You're in an area just a little to the left of Crampton and in the district right next to the lower garrison, which is where the guards for the lower half operate out of. You see a hole coming up on your right. Kind of hard to see from where you are, but it does look like there is something up there that you guys are able to catch.
See that?
I do.
See what?
Yeah, what is it?
We might need to get closer.
I think we do. Quietly?
Yeah, all right. Let's, be quiet-like. And you move quiet-like. Everyone give me stealth roll.
25 for me.
6.
18 for me.
Alrighty. So Kiernan and Zika are kind of crouched down and very lithe and stealthy. And Razor crouches down as well and just is kind of clanking. And Sagi is tripping over her feet. So all the hard work you guys are doing to be quiet is being ruined by the two loud people behind you. But you continue on and eventually you get to a hole in the side of this tunnel. It looks like about a maybe 4-foot section of wall on the other side. You can see like there's dirt on your side of this 4-foot hole. And then on the other side, it actually there's like brick and mortar that it cut into some kind of structure. The first thing that hits you when you notice that is smell gets a lot different down here. It is not necessarily the smell of rot and death, but it is definitely the smell of sewage. It's not pleasant. Oh,
disgusting.
Oh, I don't know if you found, but it is really not nice.
Yes.
And you are looking into what you could only assume is the sewer. Now, Malshar, being a fairly cosmopolitan city, as far as for this kind of world, like a modern-ish city from the standpoint of your late medieval kind of city. So they've had for some time a sewer system, really just a series of dug-in canals that go from different districts of the city and push pull out into the river. But there's a whole like maze of these and they go everywhere. And you, having never been down here before, notice right away that it is pretty disgusting for this modern miracle of sanitation as supposed to keep the city clean and relatively disease-free. This part of the sewer that this hole empties out into basically goes on off to the left, to the right, and ahead. And you can see down on either side and ahead, there are other points where it snakes around to other places as well, goes off in all different directions. So from here, anything or anyone who might have been down in this hole could essentially get pretty much anywhere. In the lower half of the city, largely there are like dumping areas where people can dump their waste into the sewers. In the nicer neighborhoods, there are privies that actually will connect to the sewer, their individual homes. And there are some businesses in the lower half that have sewer connections directly into the buildings, like public houses and some of the taverns and definitely the inns. But in a lot of the poorer neighborhoods, there's basically just like take your chamber pot and dump it in the hole and it'll go down into eventually into the river. And this is the area of the city that is tended by the works department, basically, the works master and the public works department. And it looks like they're doing just a miserable job, because you notice this sewage river in some areas is not necessarily flowing the way it should. And there's some areas where you can look down and see that it's backed up, and areas where it's just dry, where you're pretty sure there should be something there. So here you are. And say you will step forward into the sewer. What do we do now?
This is quite dangerous. Whatever we do, we should make haste, because they could be anywhere.
Right.
We should look for clues.
Well, let maybe look around here. There are patrols. There are sewer jacks. They work down here in the sewer. I guess, you know, they're supposed to clean up plugs and kill rats and vermin that get down here and keep the riffraff from congregating in the sewers.
Suppose we should find them and ask them about the undead problem.
I think that would have gotten back to people if that was something people knew about. I guess we'll look around and see. So if people want to examine this area, they can give me perception roll.
21.
Okay.
But everywhere we go underground, every time throughout we've done this in the city, there's shiny rocks. More here.
More shiny rocks.
Maybe it has something to do with this whole situation.
Could very well be.
I've noticed the shiny rocks, but I just can't get the smell out of my mind.
All right, so we have, what, a 21 and what else?
I got a 7.
An 8.
Okay, so Kiernan, the rest of the group, it seems to not even know where to look. In a room full of shit, how do you find something? It's all gross and disgusting. You, however, you're able to focus out certain things. Yeah, you're able to see past horrible things in your immediate sight and filter them out and look for unusual things depending on your area, your terrain. And granted, the sewers is not your favorite terrain, I'm assuming.
No, it is not.
but I am going to make a ranger one day that has sewers as a favorite terrain. But you are able to use that kind of rudimentary knowledge to look for things that are out of the ordinary. And you go down the tunnel immediately in front of you. You go down about maybe like 30 feet, it snakes off diagonally to the right, and you're following some kind of disturbance in the ground, like some kind of track. It's hard to make out, but definitely something disturbed the general poop stream of this area and moved off down this way. And you get around that diagonal corner and you notice like a piece of cloth that's lying in the muck. You go over to it and you see there's shredded clothing. You don't see any bodies, but examining the clothing, you do see that there is blood stains. You look around the scene and definitely see like sign of some kind of struggle. And then it looks like from the scene of this struggle, you can definitely see some kind of like shambling looking footprints continuing out in that direction. Okay. And the original disturbances in the shit stream that you saw going off in another direction. So if you want to follow those tracks, you can give me a survival.
I'm going to tell people and then I will continue to follow once they're.
Okay.
12.
Okay. So you follow those tracks for about another couple hundred feet and then they run right into a very clogged part of the sewer, and then they go over that area, and then you just kind of lose them all together.
Right. We can keep sort of going in this general direction, but I can't really find the tracks any longer.
Do you think they go through that muck?
Possibly.
They might, but Then they could go anywhere. I mean, can if you want, but it's not a good thing to wade through. Razor, with your general knowledge of medicine and that kind of thing, you're just like, yeah, that is undoubtedly riddled with disease and horrible shit that going through will be kind right. of not worth the bother, because it'll probably lead out just into a sewage river. And if the thing kept walking down there, there will be no track. And then it goes, can go right. like 12 different directions.
At this point, I think we've lost the trail here. You said something about somebody else wandering off in a different direction.
Yes, I did notice tracks off that way. We could investigate.
Why don't we try that?
All right.
Can you give me another survival? Those tracks are less like boot prints. Just looks like something's just moving through here.
Okay.
Smearings. That's the technical term.
Yeah.
For that one.
15? Okay. So kind of like the last ones, these kind of weird tracks just go off and then go down into the liquid part of the sewer. You know, let's call it water, because I'm sure that's made up of water in some way. And then from there, it's just whatever it is, either walks through the muck or swum, but the trail kind of ends there.
This is the end of it.
Whatever came through here, it's got to be long gone by now, out there.
Yeah.
We can wander around down here in the sewers, or we can go back and keep going down the larger tunnel.
Why don't we go back to the larger tunnel?
Right.
So you make your way back through the main tunnel, and it just keeps going.
Right.
And you keep walking till you are under Westgate.
Right.
And it just keeps going. It doesn't appear to have any end in sight.
This tunnel, does it appear, I mean, it's of, this was constructed?
It's dug the same way the other tunnels are. Like, it literally looks like people just came through here and just dug out this tunnel. It's relatively straight. Straight in such a way. I mean, there's big rocks and stuff they had to go around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's dug deep enough that whoever dug it had to know that this would be structurally sound in some way. It looks like it was dug on instinct. And you've heard the stories of the ancient dwarves that, you know, that why even need tools? They could just dig huge holes by their hands, you know, ridiculous stories like that. It's like, well, you can't do that. You know, it's just a lot of work. But as far as you can tell, it could have been very well these same three Duergar or a bunch of other ones or something. Just, it was just dug these out by hand and relatively recent. Very strange, but it just keeps going. I mean, we're well out of the city now.
Yes.
Not but two ways to go. Keep going or head back.
I don't know if we should keep going. What if one of these tunnels collapses behind us? I mean, I don't like the way this looks.
What do you make of it, Razor?
What do I make of it?
I mean, it's very unusual. There are large burrowing creatures. Even some of the underground dwelling races in Iomora sometimes will use old tunnels dug by giant old worms and stuff like that and make structures out of them. But it's usually not wise, because if they're still alive, they'll just come back out and get you.
Right.
There are large burrowing animals. There are creatures called bulets that dig underground. The Duergar sometimes would use them as mounts during the war, and they would just pop out of places. Possible that some of them could have come down here too, but you're pretty sure that if you were to go straight, if you were to look at a map of Iomora and just draw a straight line from where you are, relatively straight. I mean, this could conceivably go to Blackforge.
Mm.
But it would also cross several other tunnels to get there. It would cross Dwarven tunnels, you know, probably Drow. The Drow are known to have tunneled all over the place.
Right. Do I know what Drow tunnels look like to dismiss that these are Drow tunnels?
You know what? Let me ask MJ. MJ, what do you think Drow tunnels would look like?
I do think they are artful, certainly. They're probably as smooth and as exact as they can be. There's not a lot of things that are left uncarved.
So this is very different.
Okay. Well, it appears that we're in some sort of tunnel that may have been dug by some burrowing creature or something. It's certainly not of Dwarven or Drow construction. If you take it far enough, it could go back to Black Forge, probably crossing a few other tunnels along the way. Therefore, it's possible that the Duergar, through the aids of some of their burrowing mounts, might have made these. Can't rule that out.
It's not good.
It would be a long trip to Black Forge. I don't think I brought enough rations.
These would head directly under the Elflands, and Kiernan, it would probably be under Mortel as well.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, this is something that people should know about.
Yeah, somebody should probably build some sort of fortification here in case somebody decides they want to move a small army through it.
Yes, this is very, very, very bad. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge?
Are we going to head back?
I believe so.
We can always return if we think it's best.
So, heading back to Bale Melshar?
I think that seems to be the consensus.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head back to Bale Melshar, and this whole journey took you a better part of the day. So it's getting, after all that searching and running around in the sewers, it's getting towards evening again. So you pop back out of the hole in Bale Melshar, and there are some Isog who are kind of looking out into the area now that this area's got some interest in them, and they're just kind of standing as you come out, and they look over at Zika and Sagi, and, well, what did you find out?
There's a long tunnel. Might go all the way to, well, some speculation anyways, it might go all the way to the Black Forge.
You went all that way? No, stupid, that would take him weeks. I don't know. I've never been to a Black Forge.
It seemed gone and on. Nothing was forking off other ways, except for the whole tour of the forge that we took far.
And the sewers.
Aye.
The sewers.
We'll have to tell some city officials about this. We'll not be taking responsibility for defending that if that does go all the way. Great liability, that.
As far as people you know, there's obviously the forge. You've met some tavern keeps. You're not a whole lot else. You have run into a fair amount of city guards. There is a guard captain that was in Hogsbane Alley that didn't seem to like Umir very much. The lower garrison is a couple districts away, and that's where the heads of the guard operate out of. What's the next step here, guys?
I feel like my thought is that we should probably try and get an audience with whoever would be in charge of the city, because it's the city. It's bigger than just our neighborhood.
Well, the city is overseen by the Council of Elders, and the Council of Elders, they have formal meetings like every month where they discuss big problems. In order to get an audience with the council itself for general citizenry is dang near impossible, but it all kind of trickles down to the highest official in your area. So the highest official in this area, aside from the head of the lower garrison, there's a Office of Public Works in Southgate, where there is an overseer who would work for sewage sanitation, that kind of thing. There are the various temples. They are people of authority. But in order for you to get an audience with the council, it kind of have to trickle up through lower officials to higher officials. Unless someone might have a shortcut, like someone who might be using their current position to possibly get a meeting with a temple master.
Something like that.
My thought is then we should probably just tell as many people as we think we can get in front of. Like, I could try and tell the officials of Bale Melshar. Razor can try and tell the Forge Master. We can try and get an audience with the Master of Public Works. Just really anybody who will listen.
Okay. So how I'm going to do this is you guys will let off Kiernan. Is there anything you think you want to do?
Help whoever needs it, since I don't have any connections.
Yeah.
I'll tell the animals. Maybe the animals want to know. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe they'll give you some information. Summon a meeting of all the moles.
Yeah.
The moles and the voles.
All right. Why don't people give me persuasion, or if you can sell me on something to kind of encapsulate what you are trying to do as far as talking to people, getting word out there, spreading rumors, however.
I guess persuasion would be all I can really argue for. Although I might ask if I can, like, if there's difficulty in me getting a hold of the chieftains and or the archdruid, whoever they want me to talk to, because I got a really good diplomacy role before. I don't know if that would help leverage my ability to get in front of those people.
As far as the Bale Melshar officials go, you pretty much have that locked up. That will definitely work in your favor of getting the word out. So what I'm going to do is I am going to call this... I'll call this a persuasion roll with advantage, and this is for helping to get the word out to others in the area, since you have that connection through the chieftains. So Bale Melshar is spreading the word, so I'll call that a persuasion roll with advantage, and just tell me what you get. And this isn't going to be like you can't get anyone to hear you. It's more like how fast you can spread the word.
Okay. Well, I actually rolled pretty well. I rolled a 19, so that's a 20.
Okay, great. Razor, what's your plan?
Well, first things first, I need to get cleaned up. And then I'll go see Grandma.
Right. So what I'm going to do, I'm just kind of encapsulating some time here. This will probably all start like the next day of you starting your campaign to let people know. And in that time, basically what's going to happen is you guys are going to be out on the street over about a week's worth of time.
All right.
Of letting people know. And then based on how things go, we'll determine what happens initially. And then we can talk about some other things you hear about in Melshar and possibly other things that are going on outside of the city. So just tell me your broad strokes plan of how you want to handle this.
I'll go talk with Grenna, get her advice whether or not we should include Umar into this right away. He might be able to take credit for it and therefore be able to push it forward, or he might not be interested at all, in which case then he'll just put the kibosh on it. So I'll kind of get her advice on whether or not to approach him or not. And other than that, then if we're not approaching him, then I think it's a matter of you go through the Office of Public Works and the Captain of the Guard, and you just start talking to other people too.
Okay, when you talk to Grenna, she indicates that in normal circumstances, she would go right to Umar with this.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to be so wrapped up in this thing with the Claudians right now that it's hard to get his intention about anything.
All right.
And that it's more likely that if I were to come to this and tell him how I got the information, he would probably, quote unquote, take it over, which means probably nothing would happen. And he would try to get a political angle on it. So she says, I'm going to continue reaching out to the Temple Master, and I will allude to what's going on in my message. She gives you a writ from the Office of the Forge Master to give to the head of public works for the lower half in Southgate. And that should help them to do something. And then she gives you the name of the captain of the guard that's imprisoned you guys in the hole, because perhaps his dislike of Umar might motivate him.
And sure. She
tells you his name is Captain Kravitz. So with that knowledge, you can do a persuasion. And once again, that's going to be of how much bullshit you have to go through to do this stuff. But you will be at advantage given the stuff you've been given. So why don't you do that?
Hey, that's 17.
Okay, good. And then give me an investigation. And this is to navigate the garrison.
Okay. Is this at advantage or anything?
Yeah, I'll give you advantage for having that name and that in.
All right. Well, that's a 9.
Okay. So what happens is, actually, let me get to Kiernan. So Kiernan, this is what you're going to do. Give me a perception and a survival.
12 perception, 14 survival.
Okay. So what you're able to do is you literally are going around talking to animals.
Yeah, I have speak with animal.
Yeah. And it's more like trying to find the right animals.
Right.
And it takes you some time because you're looking for more of like street level animals, like rats and things that move closer to the ground, like mangy dogs. So you'll let them know that there are bad things out there.
Right.
And asking them what they might have seen. And you will get some rats will tell you that lots of fighting in the man tunnels, more places to hide than usual. The dogs will tell you less scraps available, people afraid, people mad, people sad. That's pretty much what you get. So give me an insight roll and I can see how well you can determine what animals are saying and what that might mean.
12 on that.
Okay. So generally speaking, what the rats are saying is pretty straightforward. There seems to be a lot of fighting in the sewers, which may mean that there are people down there who aren't supposed to be down there. And as far as what the dog's saying, I mean, it just seems like people are generally more skittish than usual. The less scraps available, Jason, means people are staying inside. And then dogs have a really good sense of emotion, so they can tell when the people around them are sad. And, you know, it's a bad side of the city, so sadness is kind of par for the course. But for dogs to really notice, it means it's kind of extra sad. And we'll circle back up to Razor. So you are able to get a meeting with the director of works for the lower half.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gentleman by the name of Garrick Hyde. And generally, your meeting with him goes fairly well, but you get the impression that things are kind of out of control in his department. He says, well, I'm going to send some blokes down there to cover in that hole, and we'll go down there into that tunnel and just cave it in. We'll get it nice and packed down. Keep any beasties out of there, and we'll try and get some men down there. Give me an insight.
14.
When he talks about getting more men down there, there's something he's not saying. Like, he seems to be less than confident about it.
Okay. Well, what have your men been reporting? Have they discovered incidents down there?
Oh, what have I been reporting? Look, between you and me, I don't have the highest quality of people in the trade at the moment. I don't know what it is, but there seems to be some changes in the directions coming from Bren Hallowood. Bren Hallowood is the worksmaster. About, I don't know, a couple months ago, he fired a whole slew of the sewer jacks. Good men. Good men have been in the jade for years, some of them generations. Said they were unreliable. And he started shifting this whole new cruise of men down there into the sewers, and I don't like them. I don't trust them. Shifty sorts. And I don't get a lot of good reporting out of them either. I get a lot of nonsense. A lot of sloughing off, and every time I hire someone from the neighborhoods, they quit. They were down there for a couple days, they say they don't see what they like. And when I try and press them for information, they clam up, and they say, it's not the job for me. I don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah, just from a little bit of observation, we were down there, it seems like, and again, I do not mean to blame yourself, but from what you're saying about new men, there do seem to be some areas that are not well maintained.
That does not surprise me in the slightest. If this wasn't coming directly from the top, I mean, I could do something about it, but... Well, I'll do my best. I can send construction workers down there to fix things. At least I still have control over them.
Oh, well, that would be great.
We'll do some demo on those tunnels. We'll find a couple different locations. I definitely want to fix that area under Bale Marshar. Right, well, Blastmaster, thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. We'll get down right away.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It takes you a little while longer to get to that Captain of the Guard, but...
Okay.
He will assure you that he will put some men on the sewer entrances just to keep an eye on what may be coming out of there. And he'll send a group of guards out to see if those tunnels are coming up anywhere else outside of town.
I'd like to give you a heads up that some of the sewer jacks are not of the long-term general employee. They've recently been hired, and some of them may be of questionable motives.
Been hearing that too. I fear that they've been infiltrated by some of the gangs. I tell you, Blastmaster, if I had the men to spare to send down there into the sewers, I would, but we are pulled thin as it is. Street crime is at an all-time high. People are afraid to leave their homes. It gets worse by the day. Those fools in the council can't get a lock on the Shadow Consortium. This whole town is going to go down the privy hole.
And right into the sewers.
That's ironic.
I think the consortium may have something to do with this. Not sure their play.
Listen, I just wanted to say about that business in the Hogsbane Alley. I get the impression that you are of a different sort than...
His Eminence?
Yes. You strike me as a little bit more on the ground, like more of a man of the people.
If it were up to me, I would do whatever I could for the people. And usually it's up to me.
The dwarves in the area, they are... I don't know... Seems like half of them are in his camp, and then half of them are, I don't know, waiting for something. We have some in the guard, and they're some of the best men we have. His voice is going all over the place again. I'm pretty sure he sounded more like
this. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's no hard feelings. And if ever I do need assistance with anything, I hope I can count on you.
I'll do my best. Oh, I'll tell you... Guys from the upper half, occasionally I get word down from them about anything strange. They hear talk of a lot of Claudians coming into the city recently, and there's talk that there's more of them north of Highgate, soldiers. But I know how thick as thieves your forge master is with that legate.
So. Yes, they're close. I don't know if I would use that term. But yeah, I don't think I will be calling to him to find out information about that.
I'm a chain of command man myself, as long as I've been in the service, but I don't usually recommend people go outside of that, but in your case, well, be careful. Keep an eye out. He's a slippery sort.
Yes, I have a feeling that soon enough I am going to catch some flack just from not seeking permission to talking to individuals like yourself and Garrick Hyde. I have a feeling that's going to come back to bite me. I'm not worried.
Old Hyde, he's really up to his ankles. Literally. We'll keep an eye out, and thanks for the word. We'll spread it around.
Yes. And if you hear of anything strange coming out of the sewers, I would like to know.
I'll get word out to you.
Appreciate it.
So, yeah, you're able to work out methods of communication between you and the guard and you and the works people, at least hide. Zika, you are kind of spreading the word around. You kind of get a little more of a bird's eye view of this whole area just by talking to people. So you're going to pick up some rumors of things that are going around as you're out and about. You will hear a few different things. You will hear rumors that people in Westgate and surrounding neighborhoods have been disappearing. You hear more talk of street crime growing out of control. There are gangs from all over the city that seem to be moving throughout this whole area without being seen. It's like they come up out of nowhere and then disappear just as fast. And you will hear, actually, some talk in Breadbox that a lot of the young halflings in Breadbox have been refusing to work. They've been seen training to fight. And some have been seen roaming the streets, looking for allies. You've heard talk of the name Loretta being bandied about as some kind of symbol of unrest amongst the halflings.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was coming back to us.
Yeah.
Kiernan, a lot of the food that comes into Malshar is, there's these large farms outside of Southgate to the south of the town. Mm-hmm. They're backed up to some forests that go off into the coast. And you've been hearing that over the past month or so, the farms outside of Southgate have been plagued by wolf attacks. A large wolf pack was stalking livestock and animals on the farm, and that the farmers had thought they had this under control. Basically, they were able to take out this whole pack of wolves that were causing them trouble. And then a few weeks later, they were back. Kind of using the same patterns, but a lot more violent and causing a lot more destruction.
Okay.
And a little bit of rumor that will reach you guys. This one will reach Razor. Word on the street is that an underground goblin fighting ring has started. Now, such things have happened in the past, and they have been officially banned by the Council of Elders for cruelty, but it is said that there's always one of these things going on in different parts of the city, and they usually get shut down. But the word on this one is that this ring is apparently been expanded to include serpent folk. So how it works is generally goblins are not in these fighting rings by choice.
Mm-hmm.
They're generally grabbed up by different gangs, and they just kind of, you know, fight them against each other. They take bets. It's pretty horrible. And now they're saying that apparently there are serpent folk involved in this as well. You're not sure if what part of it they're involved in, if they're like running fights or if they're actually being used like goblins, but there's talk of this ring going on. So there's lots of different things going on in the city right now. You will also learn that supposedly a Claudian legion is camped 5 miles outside of the city.
A full-blown legion.
Yeah. That is, there would be anywhere from like 2,000 to 3,000 men, if that is true. Again, depending on how versed these sources are on how big a legion is. But apparently it's enough troops that they assume it's a legion. So it's a lot.
Is it legion enough to put siege to this city if they decided they wanted to? Or probably not quite?
Probably not.
All right.
If they marched into the city, they could probably take it pretty quickly if they wanted to.
All right.
If that's why they're here.
All right.
All these things you were doing have been over about a week's time. So in that time, if there's anything else you would be doing or anything you want to get or anything else you want to do, let me know.
I don't really have anything I need.
Okay.
I might look for work.
Okay. What sort of work would you be looking for?
Maybe something on a farm, since I heard that rumor about the farmers. Maybe I can help on the farm as well as keep an eye out for the wolves.
Okay, yeah. So how about this? You look into that whole farm thing, and they are definitely interested in people with hunting skills to help track and get these wolves out of there.
Okay.
So you spend some time on the farm patrolling, and I'll have you give me a survival roll and a perception roll.
Okay.
Or your general patrols?
Survival is 10, perception is 15.
Okay. So in the places that the wolves have attacked, you've been looking at the tracks that they leave behind, but they don't appear to be operating like regular wolves. Like, most wolves fight a specific way. One wolf will go out ahead, it will corner an animal, the rest of them will come in. But these just seem to be randomly running around by themselves. It's hard to tell. They're still fighting in a pack form, you think, or moving around like a pack, but they're moving very erratically.
Okay.
And you're not finding any remains. Like, okay. There's usually something left behind, but it's just like, just some blood, and, you know, maybe they're just grabbing things and just taking them back somewhere, but it's weird. That's what you're able to pick up from your time there.
If I find a general location, I will pull up in a tree as a sort of a lookout post and see if I can actually find them and maybe watch some of what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Give me another survival to set up your...
I got a 19.
Okay. So you post up in a tree for like one whole night and you don't see anything.
Okay.
But then on the second night, you hear the sound of strange cries. They're kind of sound like wolf howls, but there's just something wrong with them. They just don't sound right. And you're looking at the edge of the woods that back up to the farms, and then as it gets dark, you see these five shapes come loping out of the trees. And the moonlight catches in their eyes, and it reflects back this kind of sickly yellow light.
Mm.
And they appear to be looking for something. As they get closer, give me a perception roll.
21.
Okay, the largest one in the center of the pack, you can see pretty good at one point. You see it kind of right under this area of moonlight. Do you see he's moving, kind of favoring one side? And that's because there's a huge chunk taken out of him. And as he passes by in the moonlight, you see the moonlight go all the way through. There's a hole just in the middle of this wolf. And then the more you look and the more you realize the flesh on his face is kind of peeling away. His eyes are completely white and he is growling this very low, strange growl. And well, with that roll, you can see that there's this viscous yellow drool coming out of his mouth.
That's not good. Are the rest like him as well?
You can't get a good look at them, but they're all moving the same way.
Okay.
And then all at once, you think they see you. And they all at once, at the exact same time, look over to the right and then just dart off back up into the trees, like really fast. Usually they'll follow a leader, but they all look at the same time, like they all notice the same thing in the tree. And as you instinctively look over there, you see a small shape just dart into the woods and they just follow it. And then they're gone.
Okay.
It seems that there are some bad wolves on the farm. Kiernan, for the week, give yourself 10 gold pieces because he was working. You get like a stipend too, so we'll say like something for you, like 10 gold pieces.
I will just do my normal duties as much as possible so that I'm not attracting Umir's wrath or notice.
So throughout the week, when you're at the temple, whenever you run into Umir, it's just more like, oh, I need you to pick this thing up. You're like running messages and stuff and nothing all that exciting. He seems to be spending a lot of his time with Sabina.
Oh, whatever happened to that halfling?
I'm sorry? What?
That halfling, the Miss Loretta? Whatever happened to her? Miss Brumble Crouch?
Oh, yes. We gave her a good scaring and then sent her back on our way to Breadbasket.
Oh.
You want to give me an insight roll?
Sure. 13. Supposedly one of the things I'm better at.
Yeah. He's tough to read. You know that's not what happened. Or at least you're pretty sure based on what you've been hearing.
I assume we've compared notes on the rumors with each other, so.
Yeah, I'm assuming by now you'll meet up in the tavern certain points of the night. Unless you're strictly avoiding each other for some reason. I will still assume that Kiernan's secret is still a secret to you.
Yeah, wouldn't see why it wouldn't be.
But if that's not for any reason, we'll make a scene out of that. But
it is for the time being.
For the time being. And as far as that goes too, Kiernan, not a hide or hair of Tahar. And you haven't noticed any of the weird looks from people either that used to get?
Okay.
So she's watching from afar, or maybe she had to go off and do something else. Who knows?
Maybe she got bored.
Yeah. What I want to know, what of these rumors are you motivated to look into? And that'll determine what happens next.
I think that Zika is probably interested in... It sounds like those rumors that I heard could generally be related, that their crime is on the rise, that could be related to the halfling thing. I'm not sure if it is or not, but I think that she would probably be interested in figuring out why crime is on the rise, if she can.
Okay. Alrighty. And you want to involve yourself in the halfling thing as well, or?
I think so, because Zika thinks that they're
related.
They might be related.
If you would have discussed that with Razor, he thinks it's all about the Shadow Consortium trying to get itself on the council.
I will talk about it with both of you guys.
Yeah. He thinks that's what the crime is for. He thinks that's why there's sewer jacks in the public works. And he also thinks that's how the criminals are moving in and out of, you know, disappearing and being able to get away real easy. He thinks that's all got to do with the Shadow Consortium.
Do you give any insight on the halfling thing?
Well, I don't have a lot of insight on the halfling thing, other than apparently Loretta was returned to Breadbasket and after getting a good scaring tube, but that doesn't seem to fit with the rumors that we've heard.
Well, let's get into Razor. Is there any particular rumor you want to follow up on?
Well, I think we should probably follow up on the halflings and the Claudians, and I think we also have to follow up on the undead wolves once we hear about that, because it's all bad. There's all sorts of bad, and it's not just coming from one source.
And from the larger world in that week's time, you really get a chance to do this, but is there any news that might be filtering in to this area from other sources via other architects' creations?
The drow have to know something about what's going on underground.
Yeah, they probably would. And if they didn't, they probably should. Let me ask you this. Are there drow in Malshar?
I think there are. I think there's at least... some sort of trading outpost or something, at least one large drow trading outpost. And then I think there's probably maybe, you know, one or two shops owned by drow locally, maybe like a curiosity shop or something, because people don't fear and revile them like in most campaigns where drow are evil characters.
Right.
I think there's a certain fear because they're different. I mean, but it's a lesser fear. It's more of an internal fear. But I think people are definitely willing to trade with them, work with them, have them walk around and not have it be a really strange thing.
So, certainly drow are welcome at any Esau gathering because drow, along with wood elves, helped them in the war against the serpent folk. So Esau have a very high opinion of drow.
All right. So if there were a drow area, where would it?
That is a good question. Probably somewhere near... I'd have to look exactly at the map, but if there
would
was
it, a would dock. It be in the lower half or the upper half of the city? The docks part of the city is, as far as the upper half go, is definitely less highbrow.
Yeah.
You're there? Okay. The way I have it mapped out now is that dockside is to the east of the river, and then next to that is Tir Gatath, where the high elves and wood elves live, their district. There's a dwarven district on the other side. So the drow would probably be in one of the areas near there.
Right.
So we'll put that on the map. The map of Malshar should be on our website, which is aoepodcast.blueberry.net. And that's blueberry without any E's. Look in the notes. I'll make sure that map makes its way onto our website. Rick, anything else from your side of the world?
Yeah, there's probably skirmishes between Gorkash, which is the westernmost orcish city, and Kerbyesa, which is a dragonborn city that's in the mountains as well. They're closest to each other, so there's skirmishes occurring there. And rumors are that the dwarves are going to be brought into that on the side of the orcs, who they have a mutual defense treaty.
All right, interesting. Usually it's not like that with orcs and dwarves.
Oh, no, not at all normally.
Not at all normally, but we play by our own rules here. Okay, so when we next meet, we will start with the farm and some stuff will happen. All right, we will cut it there. Thanks, guys, for bearing with us in this little bit of a differently structured episode where we're kind of moving on to the next part of the story. We will see you all in 2 weeks. Have a good one, folks.
Thank you very much. Stay healthy. Stay safe, everyone.
Cheers, everybody.
Take care.